Hello and welcome back to the Vague Definitions podcast. Today, me and Ava are going to be exploring It's a Small World. So let's get right into it.
Before we get started, however, I would like to dedicate this episode to my good friend Travis. We normally don't dedicate episodes. Usually it's like no dedication, but with this, I'm dedicating it. So, yeah.
We would also love for you guys to give us a review on Spotify. It's like a little rating of stars, like I think out of 5 stars. So give us a review there and on Apple Podcasts, and follow us on Instagram. So I run the Instagram and I post for every episode, post a picture, and you can see some behind the scenes stuff. And yeah, maybe some bloopers, just kind of a fun little behind the scenes.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get started. So yeah. Small World all started with the 1964 World's Fair. So the World's Fair is a fair where the whole world comes together and they show off all the inventions they've been working on for the year. So it used to be like a huge thing, but I think now with the internet, it's not as big because everyone knows what you're working on already. So it used to be like everyone would go and it was a must do. So Walt of course was involved in this, and he put lots of time and effort into the attraction he made, into the attractions he made for the fair. He made great moments with Mr. Lincoln. It's a salute to the former U.S. president. I keep saying formal. Former. English is hard. U.S. president. And Carousel of Progress, which you can find in Walt Disney World at Magic Kingdom. And Ford's Magic Skyway, which was the inspiration for the People Mover.
Walt was able to make a ride for Pepsi Cola, who partnered with UNICEF, which stands for United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund. This was also where all the money that was made at the fair for this attraction went to, if you can understand the fund part. But so Walt went to Mary Blair, where she created many different designs for this ride. So that is how you get the look on the inside. Mary Blair worked at the Walt Disney Studios and worked on some amazing movies, including Peter Pan and, of course, Ava's favorite, Alice in Wonderland.
I love Alice in Wonderland.
Speaking of Alice in Wonderland, we need to do actual history on Alice in Wonderland.
Oh yeah, there is history.
Because we haven't done that yet.
Yes, that we should do that soon.
Yeah, maybe mm-hmm. you make the...
Yeah, totally, I'll do it.
Anyways, Walt originally wanted all the dolls to sing their national anthems. So can you imagine joyful tunes to... Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? And all that stuff. But, of course, it would be very chaotic because all the different tunes. So Walt went to, of course, the Sherman brothers. Richard and Robert Sherman. Who created tons of stuff for Walt, including the songs for Mary Poppins, Winnie the Pooh, the Tiki Room, more. I know that I can't remember what I
Jungle Book.
Oh yeah, Jungle Book, all that stuff. They created a song that could easily be translated into many different languages, famous or infamous, depending how you look at it. It's a Small World. So the song that gets stuck in everyone's head
always, constantly.
Yeah, like. If
it doesn't even have an end, or you just like it gets to a climax and then it kind of ends and you leave and then it's stuck in your head for the rest of the day.
Oh my
and you
gosh.
Can't even
yes.
find the end.
Yes, it is. So
So the first name of the ride was the Children of the World, but was later renamed because of the song. It opened at the fair on April 22nd, 1964, and was the most visited attraction that Walt had made for the fair. It cost $1 for adults to ride the attraction and 60 cents for children. As soon as the ferry was getting ready to close...
There is the fair. It's the
ferry. It says ferry, and I just went into, like, default read the script mode. I mean, we don't have a script, it's fine. as soon as the fair was getting ready to close, Walt had to think where to put his amazing attraction and started right away the construction for the building in Disneyland. Construction started on June 9th, 1965 and ended on May 28th, 1966. So it had taken, only taken a year to complete.
So like the home where it's at now, it only took a year to complete all that, like the outside. Because they already created the inside. Yeah. But, like, all the outside, like, that's cool, like.
Yeah, that is really cool.
Like, the clock and all that stuff, which we'll get to the clock later, but, like, I also like the look of it. It's not, like, really colorful.
It's, like,
it's classy. Colorful on the inside.
It's and classy and playful at the same time.
Yeah, like, it's, like, a gold, white, and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I know people hate this attraction. Part of the reason is they get stuck on it and then the song's stuck in their head. So, yeah. But I'm fine with it. I don't think it's...
I like the ride. I think it's cute.
Yeah. So, anyways.
So, Walt moved the attraction to its home in Disneyland, where it still stands today. It's a Small World opened in Disneyland on May 28th, 1966. So, it opened as soon as construction had ended. Which makes sense because, like, they had everything figured out on the inside of the ride. It was just the outside that they had to complete, in that year. There have only been a few minor changes, starting when China was more recognized inside the attraction in the 1970s. Another big change was in 2008 when they added 29 Disney characters and different scenes you go through. So be on the lookout for all of them. There are now more than 240 dolls on Small World. When you go during the holiday season, you will experience a Christmas edition where they sing Jingle Bells instead.
So, I kind of want to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
I want to kind of talk about what you think of It's a Small World. Because there's people that are like, nah, it's fine. Or like, there's people that's never been on it. Like, we want them to have an honest opinion. Like, I can see how people get irritated of it and don't like it. Like, it's obviously... it's obvious.
That's a genuine opinion. But,
yeah.
Of course, there's two sides. There's more than one opinion. Probably more than two. But there's lots of opinions about it. So, my opinion is I really like Small World. I go on it every time I go to Disney. I go on it. And I think that it's just, like, so, I think it's just, like, the peace ride attraction of Disneyland, like, for world peace, advocating just, like, we're all together, like, the lyrics of the song. Not that song. The lyrics of the song are, like, we're all under one
moon and one golden sun.
Yeah.
And friendship rings.
True for everyone.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of fun and
playful.
Just a really good message.
And like kids love it.
Yeah. We don't have to be separated.
Also, it's long. So if you're like, your legs are really tired and you need like a long.
It's air conditioned.
Literally everything
is pretty water. The dolls are just cute and they have lots of colors in that ride. Fun to look at everything.
And also I want to say about the Disney dolls, because people were really mad when that happened, because it's like you're changing such a great attraction, like, but like I like how they did it, because it's like they put it in more subtly.
Subtle.
They're more subtle. like you were like you can recognize something. Things like Stitch, obviously, because he's a blue alien, but like Lilo, she just looks like any hula dancer.
Mm-hmm. She looks like the other dolls.
Like, yeah, they all look like they did a good job in making it look like Mary Blair's original design and stuff like that.
It's not like, oh, suddenly it's Jasmine and oh my gosh, it's all about Jasmine. No, like, Jasmine's like, in there, but you, like, you have to be looking for
and
her.
And, like, the magic carpet, they already have magic carpets in the sky, I think. Mm-hmm. Because I think it's just part of the history was...
Like, the legends.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. so, like, they had, like, Boo and, like, Aladdin. I think Abu's on there. I can't remember.
I think there. So.
Abu, Aladdin, and Jasmine on one of the carpets, and it was the magic carpet. And so, like... And then there's, like, stuff like the China place. They have
Mulan
and Mushu, which Mushu's also... dragons are a big historical thing.
Oh, yeah, they're a big culture thing.
Like, people believe in actual dragons, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I remember right. Or at least they used to, if they don't now. But it's, like, kind of like it gives you a good...
It's not all about the Disney characters. It's just kind of like Disney brings a lot of cultures together because it's just all over the world. And
Pinocchio, he looks like he's just a puppet in a puppet state.
It's really subtle, and it's kind of fun to be like, what? And you like look through all the dolls, and you're like, these are really fun, and then you see Disney characters, and if you like are familiar with characters, and you like. I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to find, like, them. I feel like because they're so subtle, like, you have to be looking for them. Like, it's not terribly hard, but you have to be looking.
noticed going in, you'll see hello in different languages,
mm-hmm.
and then going out, you'll mm-hmm. see goodbye.
Yeah, isn't that so fun?
Yeah, I think like it's that. Cool. Also, yeah, the clock gets decorated with a Santa hat during the Christmas season.
I have never known that. I've never been to Disney during
Christmas. And also, they sing Jingle Bells.
That's and fun.
And they, like we said, they also, there's Santa in, like, window reading off names on a list.
Hmm.
So I think he's like on a rocking chair, and so he's just like rocking back and forth, like reading him, and then like they just keep the same, but they're singing Jingle Bells, and like the end scene, like they're like everyone's in white, and they have all the cultures, and it's kind of like symbolic, like everybody's coming together in mm-hmm. peace. Like I feel like white is like the color of peace.
Like
don't you see that? Don't you think that?
Yeah, I feel like that is a.
Anyways.
Makes sense. I mean, yeah.
And, like, so it's kind of cool, like, that they're, like, all under, like, the same roof singing together and enjoying other people's company, and it's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I can see why people hate it, but I also am not a hater. I love it, and
I think the dolls are so cute.
Yeah. Okay, we need to tell some stories about a doll in particular in a book. Okay. You got this one. Yes, okay. I can barely remember them. This whole story.
So there is a book called a series called The Kingdom Keepers.
How about this? Wait, I'll introduce what it's about, then you, because I can't remember. I can remember this, but mm-hmm. I can't really remember that.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so like she said, Kingdom Keepers, by Ridley Pearson, I think. Mm-hmm. So basically, it's these five teenagers that get transported into the park after. Dark, so when it's night out and all that stuff, and when it's night out, when it's night,
it makes sense.
No, it doesn't. When like the moon's out, I think that's what I was trying to mean. So when it's dark and like the parks have closed, and so these five teenagers go in and they're looking for clues to see how to stop the overtakers. They're called it's come text message.
Isaac.
They're called the Overtakers, which are the villains, and so they're trying to see how to stop them. And so they have these clues, and they get a clue to go on. It's a small world. So, why don't you explain what?
Okay. They do on. It's a small world. I'll do my best. So when they go on, it's a small world, and it's kind of a different thing. Like they're not. There's no people, no cast members to turn on the ride. So it's like they turn on the boats themselves, and they get on the boats and they go through. And like the dolls aren't singing or anything. None of that is turned on. And so it's just like quiet, and they're, as they're going through this ride, like they have show lights on and they're just going through this ride. And like some of the dolls are just like starting to move, and they're like, oh, it's probably just like animatronics being weird. And they're like, that's fine, it's fine. And then eventually like the dolls actually like are moving, like they're walking and they're not in their spots. They're like walking towards the boat.
Like, you can just imagine, like, these eyes just staring at you. They're not seeing. They're not, their lips are moving. And if you're afraid of the dolls in general, you're afraid of this now.
And they start, like, just chasing the boat. And they, like, start swimming in the canal, like, coming towards the boat. And, like, they're biting the people.
Like, one person's leg gets bitten.
Shoulder. And
there's, like blood. It's, like, graphic.
Like, the bow is being eaten. Like, these are piranha dolls.
It's a piranha. I'm a piranha from the sock.
I was Finding Nemo.
Yes, and then it's a piranha from Tarzan. When Cantor's like, Mom, there's a piranha!
I'm sure this water's sanitary!
It looks questionable to me! It's fine, honey. I can even do the voice. Anyways, so let's continue, sorry.
So, yeah, traumatic stuff.
They get out alive.
They get out alive.
Go read the books!
They end up, like, using the paddle. Paddle? I don't know.
Do they have a paddle?
They had a paddle in
it. I don't know why.
I don't know why. I think that.
And they probably
something
just,
and they're like smacking them. Like,
there probably is a paddle, like, just in case they get stopped and they, I don't know.
I don't know. I need to read it again. But the idea read is at the, least, the dolls came alive. And
read at least the first book. The first book's definitely worth it.
Yeah, the first book is called Walt's First Pen,
That or Disney After Dark, but I don't know.
I think it's Walt's First Pen. I think Disney After Dark is the second one.
No, that's Disney.
It's the
Disney
it's,
at Dawn.
Ooh.
Then it's Disney in the Shadows, and then it's Powerpuff.
How do you know this?
And then it's Shell Game, and then it's
Shell Game.
Something.
I think I stopped on Shell Game. No.
Did yes, I? That's the fifth book, unless you read the one about the cruise with Tia Amidala.
Oh, I started it.
Ooh.
Kind of. I think Sam was reading it. And
I don't know.
Like aloud or something?
Anyways. Okay. So before we end, I also want to ask Ava this question. If you could pick any of the one of the attractions that Walt had made personally for the World's Fair, what would you choose to go on?
To go on?
You could only pick one.
So there's Magic Skyway,
Carousel of Progress, Small World,
Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. That's four, right?
Like, you could visit the whole, like, the whole exhibition.
Okay. You can, I have to pick one?
You could visit the whole exhibit. Exhibition. I don't know what it's called. Whatever.
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A.
Do you have an answer?
Yeah.
I don't know. Man, I like Small World a lot, but I've been on that, and I do like Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, and I've never been on Carousel of Progress, and I've never been on the whatever it's called.
Ford's Magic Skyway. Get it right, Ava.
Ford's Magic Skyway. Probably Carousel of Progress, because I've never been on it.
I'd probably choose Ford's Magic Skyway, because I haven't been on that, but I've been on I haven't been on Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, but
it's cool.
It's on my list to do
It's air-conditioned.
Anyways.
Nice little show. You should go to it.
Also, one last story. Okay, this happened to me personally. I was like I was probably like three. I was at Disneyland, and we were in the boat, and I stood up, and it rocked just a little bit, and I was freaked out. And I hated that type of, I hated the Disneyland Small World because of that. Until, Just barely, just teasing. I was.
You just barely got over it the other day.
Yeah, I was like, okay, I've hated you enough. Anyways, so that is the end of our attraction episode for this month. Well, for 2 months. Sorry, 2 months. It was correcting me. 2 months.
No, I don't
yes,
know. I'm just.
Yes, you are. Two months? Yes, because we do one every other week. And so there's like 8 weeks.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So there's four. And I usually do like four. So for 2 months. So our next one, Ava, is already said will be Alice in Wonderland. She's mm-hmm. creating it. And we're going to record that. And we'll be coming out with some others. And it will be very fun. Mm-hmm. Hope you guys listen to them. Listen to all our episodes if you want to. Or just listen to the last few ones.
If you don't know who I am, then you should go listen to other episodes and figure it out.
We also have a new email. So I looked up this and I was like, what's a co-host? What's the definition of co-host? And I was like, the definition of co-host is a host that it's just a group. It's like what you call your other host. So I've been making it sound like they're like partly, I mean, like so we're all hosts here.
Mm-hmm.
We're all the owners. Just make sure you guys know that. So our new email, because I've been making it more generic, like you might know that it switched from being Isaac underneath the name to Thank the Phoenicians, because we're making it more generic, whatever. So anyways, the email is ttphoenicians4, because there's four hosts, @gmail.com. That's why I did the four. Anyways, also send us voice messages, all that stuff. Find our link on Spotify. Go listen to the poll. I mean, go do the polls and the questions that we did have put out. And always
remember
to thank the Phoenicians. See you.
The Phoenicians.